As students inside Buffalo's Waterfront Elementary School were learning how to build a scaled-down version of a barn, Stephanie Meeks, president of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, was watching. She says Buffalo has gained a reputation not only for its architecture, but also for its passion to preserve it. That's what makes Buffalo an ideal host city for this year's preservation conference in her mind. So what does the Trust hope to leave behind when the guests go back home?
One of the things that we hope to do through our conferences is not just reach people who are already engaged in preservation, but send a message about preservation to a broader community. We've been doing a lot of market research to figure out who's interested in preservation, and we've been really interested to learn that there is a younger group of people that are very interested in preservation, but they don't really consider themselves part of the preservation movement. But they want to live in historic neighborhoods. They want to live in distinctive old houses. They want to live in walkable communities. They like to go to bars and restaurants that are in restored, beautiful old buildings. So these are the outcomes of preservation. And what we hope to do through our conference is to bring more people into the fold as active participants in making preservation happen.
That barn raising happening on the floor of the school's theater was sponsored by the National Barn Alliance, which brought the project to Buffalo as part of the conference. Charles Leick is the Alliance's president.
There's an elegance, especially to a building that's timber framed. That means it goes together with posts and beams, and it's held together with pegs. And the geometry of the building makes it extremely stable. So we built two of these model barns. These are quarter-scale barns. One is modeled on the New York Hudson River Valley Dutch barn. The other one, which is today in Michigan, is modeled after an 1842 Illinois barn. But they're very authentic models, just on a smaller scale.
Leick says the barn raising teaches kids not only about barns and their place in history, but also lessons in science and math when assembling the structure. He adds that if taken care of properly, especially against the elements, barns and similar structures can last for generations. Preservation conference-goers hope that's what others will come to understand about Buffalo's architectural gems this week. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.